Otherwise, on SAFM.
And this indeed is Otherwise here on SAFM. Well, World Food Day, but if I'm not mistaken, I think that it's also World Obesity Day, and that's one that title would have applied once upon a time. That would apply title would have applied to our next guest. She's Paula Galvao. She's a pharmacist. She's also founder of something called the Eden Life Wellness Clinic. But I have to tell you about Paula is that once upon a time, back in the age of when she was just 25, she weighed in at 113 kilograms. But I think that things have changed fairly drastically, and as a result, she's founded something called the Eden Life Wellness Clinic, and she's planned herself right down. I think we can't. Paula, are you with us?
Yes, I am with you. Thanks, Nancy. Hi. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, goodness me, 113 kilograms. May I ask, may I be so bold and rude as to ask what you weigh?
Now I weigh 58 kilos. I have weighed that for the last 16 years.
How did you get to be such a big girl back in those days?
I was a fat child. I became a fat teenager. And with that became a fat adult.
Okay.
And, you know, with my experience as a fat child, I found that I was always ostracized. There are studies that I've read in the Journal of Psychology that have shown that children dislike their obese counterparts. And as I grew from a fat child to a fat teenager, I had tried every potion, every program, every professor with absolute no success to try and lose weight. And that led me to become a pharmacist, as I was absolutely desperate to help myself lose weight. And so I thought, well, the only solution would be to make my own weight loss product. Mm. And, you know, to try and mask the unhappiness that I had with myself, I felt like an absolute failure because I was so obese. You know, I used to weigh 100, by the time I was in matric, I weighed 99 kilos. I was head girl, I was a straight A student, I was an absolute achiever, but always to mask the fact that I was so unhappy. Mm. When I graduated as a pharmacist, I was awarded a national prize for excellence in pharmacy practice. But still, to me it was an absolute failure because I still didn't have a weight loss product to help myself lose weight. Mm. And so finally, when I got married, I weighed a whopping 113 kilos. And I would spend hours in the lab researching products to help myself lose weight. And eventually, at the age of 25, after much research and divine inspiration, I came across a correct combination of ingredients to formulate a product that helped me lose weight. And I lost 55 kilos in 8 months.
Gosh. Well, you know, it has to be said that there are no miracle cures. And we'll hear a little bit more about your product in just a minute. But I'd also like to hear a little bit more about nowadays. There are so many children that are obese. They're almost amongst friends. How did it manifest for you? Did kids tease you? Did they just sort of separate you? What happened?
You know, you're quite right. Kids would just separate me. In fact, 25% of children today are obese. And the one thing I used to always notice on the playground, I remember the strong feeling of I was always accepted in the classroom. I was academically, I would strive, and then we'd go out to break, and I would sit on my own. And I never had friends, and I could never understand that. But it really was part of this isolation because of the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in fact, the studies have shown that if you're overweight at the age of 12, you have a 90% chance of becoming an overweight adult.
Do you know why you were so overweight? I mean, did you come from a big family? Were there siblings in your family equally chubby?
Yes, my siblings were equally as overweight. But then again, you know, I can't have blamed. It really was the way I ate. It was I would wake up in the morning and the reason I would get out of bed would be to go and get 2-bar-1 chocolates out of the cupboard simply to eat it. But again, you know, it had nothing to do with my willpower, because my willpower was there. It had to do with a biochemical imbalance. And that really is the problem with people who are overweight. They have a biochemical imbalance. And we at Eden Life Clinic believe that if you correct the imbalance, you correct the problem.
Hmm. So it wasn't just that the 2-bar-1 first thing in the morning is a bit of a clue, but were you saying that there was something chemically wrong with it?
Well, that's exactly why I had to have the 2-bar-1s. You see, it leads to insulin resistance, things like leptin resistance, adrenaline resistance. I wasn't having the 2-bar-1s because of a lack of willpower.
Yeah.
I was having the 2-bar-1s because of an imbalance, a biochemical imbalance. Once I corrected the imbalance, I was able to correct the problem.